Good afternoon, and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. I'm your host, Peter Lewis, and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again this Wednesday afternoon. I hope that you'll invite some friends to join us as we continue to discuss health. Once again, the reason why we try to be healthy or to practice a healthier lifestyle, it's manifold. We want to live for God. We want to care for the temple. We want to be able to live a life that is free from disease. You don't have to be taking so much medication and so on and so forth. It's just a better way to live. Today, we're going to talk about simple remedies. And I want to open with the story of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was sick unto death. All right? This is taken from 2 Kings chapter 20. He was sick unto death. And the Lord sent a prophet to tell him that, to set his house in order, for he shall die and not live. Now when Hezekiah heard that, the Bible says, then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, after Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee, and on the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thee 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend the city. So here Hezekiah was a king. The Lord told him, you know, his sickness was unto death, he was going to die. That's sort of like today people have real terminal illness. When the word comes to us that you, Miss Brown, or Mr. John, Mr. Tom, or whoever it is, you know, your situation is very terminal. It may be the news of cancer. It may be the news of some kidney failure or something like that. But nevertheless, it was bad news. And the Lord told Isaiah to tell Hezekiah that he was going to die. Notice the first thing that King Hezekiah did. King Hezekiah, he turned his face to the wall and he prayed unto the Lord. Hezekiah, king, sought the Lord first. That's a good lesson. We should be willing to turn to God when we hear bad news, be it about sickness, about death, whatsoever the situation. We must first turn to God and seek God with our whole heart. Now, God might direct a person from that point to go to the hospital down the street, to go do this or to go do that. But our confidence then is not in our own selves, what we do. The Lord says in Proverbs 3, for us to acknowledge him in all our ways, and he shall direct our path. So Hezekiah here as king, as a leader in Israel, he understood that principle, and he turned and sought the Lord. And you know, it's only proper that he was able to do that because our Bible tells us that God is the one that heals all our diseases in Psalms 103 and verse 3. He forgiveth all our sins and he healed all our diseases. So Hezekiah turned unto the God of heaven. All right? Follow me now. And the Lord said, tell Isaiah the prophet to go back and tell Hezekiah that I will heal thee. Okay? And so that's the situation. He told Hezekiah, the Lord said, I quote, Behold, I will heal thee, and on the third day thou shalt go up to the house of the Lord. Now let's see how the Lord healed Hezekiah. Okay, reading on down in verse 7, we're looking at 2 Kings chapter 20 and verse 7. And Isaiah said, Take a lump of figs. And they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. You know figs. Figs, that fruit that we sometimes eat. What we call that, he laid the figs on the boil. It must have been a pretty dangerous boil, you know. whatever the kind of boil it was very terminal. It was must have been systemic, okay, to the point that he would die. And here the Lord said, I will heal thee. And how did the Lord heal him? The Lord told Isaiah to tell him to put a lump of fig on it. No, we call that simple remedies. He did that in faith, and he recovered. There are healing properties in the figs. There are healing properties in the cabbage, in the potato. There are healing properties in just the burned charcoal. There are healing properties in so many things in nature, even clay. And we're going to talk about how we can use these things to make poultices and to move poison or to remove the pain out of tissues of the body. This is simple remedies. And we know Jesus, when he was here, he used simple remedies. He would use clay and put on somebody's eyes. But we're looking at human effort and divine blessings. The figs wasn't what healed him, but his faith in God, in obedience to the simple treatment, simple remedies, God blessed it and he was recovered. Now, let's look at some other simple remedies. For example, cabbage. Plain old cabbage that we eat. All right. Now, it's a long known fact that cabbage, juices of cabbage, drank several times a day, is very healing for ulcer of any kind. Yeah, but most people don't realize that just juicing a cabbage and drinking it maybe an ounce or two, three or four times a day would go a long way towards healing ulcers within the system. Okay, that's another simple remedy. God put property in the foods. Let's look at another one. Well, still cabbage. Looking at the cabbage, let's say a person have real bad arthritis, joint, their knees are just so inflamed, rheumatism is just eating it up, and a person can actually take the cabbage. Take some leaves off the cabbage, okay, just strip the leaf, and then like use a roller pin. You want to break up the cells of the cabbage leaf. Just roll it out or just break it up so the cells are broken, like a rolling pin that used to roll crackers or something like that, or a bottle for that matter, and just crush up the leaves. Still whole, but you break the cells. And a person can apply that over the inflamed area and let it stay on overnight. Once you put it on, you just keep it in place with a plastic, put a plastic over it so the plastic keep the moisture in. You know, maybe 4 hours into the night, a person will feel a terrible heat down there as that thing pull those inflammation out of the joints. But almost everyone that we administer this or recommend this to, doing it even just once, feel a terrific difference the next day in their pain level in those arthritic joints. And then we have what is known as charcoal poultices. Charcoal has been around for a very long time. We're not talking about the briquette charcoal. We are talking about charcoal that's made, some of it is made from wood, some of it's made from bones. It's just a complete charcoal powder. And sometimes you can get this in a drugstore, you know, or in health food stores. You get charcoal powder. And what a person can do with this here, a person can, let's say the joint is inflamed real bad. Once again, just like the cabbage poultice, one can make a paste. You know, you might add some cornmeal or so, or some oatmeal to it, blend it, of course, and some hot water to make a paste, the consistency. And once you have done that, then you put it in a, let's say, a napkin, a paper towel. You want to make a sandwich with it, the paper towel wrapped around it, and a flat surface, and apply it to the area. Once again, overnight or even during the day, this pull inflammation, pull poisons and toxins out of the system. Let's say, you know, if I had, let's say, a bee sting, you know, as simple as a bee sting, and put that on there and it pulled the sting out. let's say, a situation as serious as even a snake bite or brown recluse or one of these things. Of course, you want to seek your medical advice, but for persons who are naturally minded, of course, as a first aid something right there at home, poultices of charcoal can apply to those areas and change every 15 minutes. And it pulls those impurities and poisons out and save a person's hand. Now, I'm sharing these things with you because I know that a lot of people out there listening to this program can say, I remember when my great-grandma used to use all these things. But now, that knowledge is gone away from us. We have been overtaken by medicine, medical knowledge. If you got a broken or a sprained ankle, you know, just run to the doctor and the doctor take care of you. Once upon a time, it wasn't that way. I think that people would do themselves a great deal of benefit if they would seek to remember some of these older remedies. For example, another simple remedy is, that was the charcoal I mentioned, and charcoal is good for many, many different things. Absolutely no household should be without some charcoal powder. And you can search the internet, find books on charcoal, and you will see exactly how valuable charcoal is. Let's look at something as a simple swelling, maybe due to inflammation or whatsoever, be it in the feet, the extremities, or in the arm. There are simple things one can use water for. Water. Let's say we get two containers, one with hot water and one with ice cold water. In these cases, what I would do, I would put my, let's say it's my hand, if I have a sprained wrist or just bad inflammation, like a friend of mine I met today told me about his situation. I told him about these simple little treatments here. By submerging the wrist or the hand in hot water for 3 minutes, not enough to burn you, but as hot as you can take it, I would then, after 3 minutes, put it over in another container with ice-cold water. So take it from the hot and put it in the ice-cold, and wow. And then for 30 seconds to 1 minute, then back to the hot for 3 to 4 minutes, then alternate hot and cold, hot and cold. What one is doing right there is mechanically pumping and pulling the blood, and as a result, you remove some of the inflammation out of the air, some of the impurities and the inflammation out of the area. Simple little suggestions like those are done 2 or 3 times a day, depend upon the situation, can save a person from having to run to downtown every second. There are simple remedies, and like we looked at Hezekiah's situation, the Lord told Hezekiah he would heal him. But how did the Lord heal him? Through use of the simple remedies. You know, one of the things about simple remedies is that it will not tax or debilitate the body through their powerful property. It will not create a side effect here, and it will not create another one over there, and so you have to take this for that one and another pill for the other one. So even though people use their and stay with their medical doctor, people should learn how to care for the body. All right? Get a little bit more independence in our lives. Now, also, as I talk about water, water is a simple remedy, and drank on the inside, not just applied to the outside. How to use water? For example, Loma Linda's studies here on water, I think it was a 30-year study, and I mentioned this to you before. This study show that water is more beneficial to preventing heart disease than other things. Let me briefly read a portion of it here. Drinking high levels of water can significantly reduce the risk of coronary heart disease, says researcher at Loma Linda University. Officials at the college said the result of a study to be published in the American Journal of Epidemiology revealed that drinking high amounts of plain water is as important as exercise, diet, or not smoking in preventing coronary heart disease. Basically, not drinking enough water can be as harmful to your heart as smoking, says Dr. Jacqueline Chang, principal investigator and lead author of the article. The study found that California Seventh-day Adventists who drink five or more glasses of plain water a day have a much lower risk of fatal coronary heart disease compared to those who drink less than two glasses of water per day. The study, Water, Other Fluids, and Fatal Coronary Heart Disease, indicate that things like whole blood viscosity and plasma viscosity, which are considered important risk factor for coronary heart disease, can be elevated by dehydration. The water study is part of the original Adventist Health Study, which began in 1973. Both researchers are also co-investigators for the new Adventist Health Study. While not as glamorous, the degree of benefit from drinking plain water reportedly surpassed drinking a moderate amount of alcohol, taking aspirin, or other preventative measures with none of the adverse side effects. This is from the Loma Linda Studies, Water Technology, May 2000. So there are a significant amount of benefit. Water on the outside, tremendous amount of water on the outside, and water on the inside to improve our health and to give us plenty of energy. Once upon a time, there was more institutions doing what we call water therapy or hydrotherapy than there were pushing drugs. But since early 1900s, when the AMA was formed and Peninsula came into the picture, the procedures that we call simple remedies, because they require more time and they require effort and they require some perseverance, which many are not willing to give, it's just easier today for a person to take this pill and take that pill and take this one, and the pill levels keep going up. But friends, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself, in reality, to try to learn some of the simple agencies of nature. When Christ was here, he ministered to the physical, mental, and spiritual needs of all humanity. Even if they didn't believe on him afterwards, his heart was touched with the feelings of our infirmities. You know, I remember one occasion when a man came to Jesus, he had leprosy, and he came beseeching Jesus, and the Bible said Jesus was moved with compassion when he beheld this man's suffering, and he healed the man. Jesus is still touched with the sicknesses and the infirmities when his loving children, people whom he loved and died for, is suffering and in pain. And the Lord knows that there are some better ways out there to deal with these things that are simple and natural. But his children are not willing to listen. I know some people have more confidence in a medical doctor than they do have in God. But let's give God an opportunity to introduce to us some simple remedies. Thank you, and may God bless you.